Tetzvot Bushvat, Thursday the 16th of January, Rabbi Yaakov Yehuda Solomon, Tu Bishvat, is it a Yontif?
We know the minig in Klal Yisrael, Tetzvot Bushvat, Klal Yisrael eat peiros, Klal Yisrael make brochas on the peiros, a day when we're mispoinen on the flaws of the Ribbono Shel Olam, the wonders of the Ribbono Shel Olam in the Bria. There's another minik, which we're mekayim lahalocha, that we don't say tachanun on the day of Tesvav Vishvat. It's mashmoas and halocha, it's like a yontif. Just like every other yontif, we don't say tachanun. So also on Tesvav Vishvat, we don't say tachanun. This we have to understand. Yes, Tesvav Vishvat is a yom chag. When we think about the Peiros Se'ilon, we daven for the Peiros Se'ilon, we think about our Esrog. But why does that make it into a yontif? In truth, Tesvav Vishvat in Halacha is a day when we learn out that we don't do Truma from one, Trumas and Maestras, from one set of produce to the other. Although you could take on Yom Yud Dalet Shvat for Yom Yud Beis Shvat, Rosh Hashanah Le'ilonos, when it comes to Yom Tesvav, Ein Teirmin, you can't take one to the from Tesvav on the produce of Yom Yud Dalet. But why is it a Yontif that we don't say Tachanun? The Levush, in his Perish on Halacha, says the Levush, Yom shel hascholas ha-mitzvah v'havik k'mo yontif. As the Mishnah tells us, ein tormin, you don't take trumas and maestras from one set of produce on the other. It's a yom hascholas ha-mitzvah. It's a day of the beginning of a mitzvah. And on that day, in earth and apanem, we don't say tachanun. When I saw these words, I was trying to remember, and I don't remember that on the day I started putting on tefillin, I didn't say tachanun. Very nice. It's gewaltig. It's a yom hascholas ha-mitzvah. But yom hascholas ha-mitzvah is a reason that we don't say tachanun. What's the significance here of yom hascholas ha-mitzvah? Yeah, it was a shade. We've got no raya. We've got no raya that those are shaders. They're coming your raya, but maybe you wouldn't. But the nice of they come in your raya because it's so shaders. Mm-hmm. Here we see in the middle of the month, it's not a shaders, and we don't say tachanun. We know there's a Gzereshava, Tesvav Tishri with Tesvav Nisan. I'd like to make a new Gzereshava. Tesvav. Tesvav Ba'av, we don't say Tachanun. Why don't we say Tachanun in Tesvav Ba'av? It's a Yomtev. Gemara calls it a Yomtev. And Rabbi Negeshem in Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Chaf Aleph on the base, says, because they stopped cutting the wood for the what they needed for the Korbanis, for Yoyim HaSofas Al HaTeira, there was more time for Limud HaTeira, it's a Machlekes Rishonim. Then the Mukyasa says it's a yontum of a siyum of cutting of the eitzim. Rabbi Negershim says because they could be meisif on the Torah. And because of that, it's got a shame yontif, and we don't go and say tachanun. A new tesvav. But let's understand it. Yom tesvav, right? So we don't say, we take a, do a new cycle of trumas and maestras. But that's the reason to call it a yontif and not say tachanun. I'd like to maybe share with the Olam a little thought, which maybe can be a beer in the words of the Levush. Yesterday on Yom Yud Dalet, we had the mitzvah of Trumas and Maasos. Today, Yom Tesvav, Rosh Hashanah Le'ilonos, is a renewal of the new cycle for the coming year for Trumas and Maasos. The Simcha Shel Mitzvah, the Simcha which tells us not to say Tachanun, is We're showing the Ribbono Shleilam. Although we finished yesterday one cycle, it's with excitement and chivuv and simcha shel mitzvah that we carry on into the next cycle. There's a special ascholas a mitzvah here. We could say, Baruch Shepetrani, and say, no, right, we did Shumas and Mises till now, oh, at least maybe we're potter. We show the excitement of the renewal of the mitzvah, of the recycling and the schachos of the next year of Trumas and Maisers. We show and we make it into a yontif. Yoim Tes Vav Ba'av, when there was a suffer on being able to learn Torah, we show the rotzen for limud Torah. We show the rotzen for doing mitzvahs. That is a way of showing, demonstrating simcha shel mitzvah, so much so that the yontov we don't say tachana. Now I want to try and explain this. What is the madriga here? Bring it in the parsha, from the parsha, and maybe for us a great limud. There's a most beautiful maral in Geraria at the end of this week's sedra. In the pasuk it says, "V'mizbech havonim tasali." Mizbech Havonim Tasali, and the halacha leisivne es and gozes, halachas benigea, the din of the Mizbeach. Says Rashi, on the words im comes to, it means ka'asher. Not if you want to. Ka'asher when. And Rashi says, we find the same b'halva, im kesef talva, im doesn't mean that if, no when. And Kaidon Rashi, and he says the same we find by the Korban Oymed Aloshan Im, and it means Ka'asher when. Three examples, Al Pasuk and two other examples, where Rashi explains to us that the word Im, which normally means and does mean if, giving us the Bechira, the choice, it means Ka'asher when. Ask the Maharal in Geraria, if it's a Choyv, it's an obligation, and you're mechuyev, then why does it say im? Im, and we say it means kasher. Go straight to the point and say, in an oven or when you're obligated, and you're in a situation when you have to, then this is the halacha. Why does the apostle use the lashon of im? Says Maral, beautiful. And he says, of course it's a chayv. Of course it's an obligation. But the pasuk is telling you here the attitude towards the mitzvahs. And he says, Mizbeach Korbonus resembles Avodah. And he talks about when it comes to Avodah Hashem, says the Maral. It's not just good enough to do Avodah as Gezeiras HaMelech, as he calls it. Because I have to, I'm obligated. True, you may be obligated, but the way you're mekayim the mitzvah has to be with an attitude of im that I want to. Not that I have to because of Gezeiras HaMelech, but im because I want to. And he says, Mizbeach symbolizes Avodah, Korban is korev, to come near to Hashem. This korban to HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to be because I want to become near to the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's an opportunity to become near to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Says the pasuk im, and which means ka'asher, and doesn't say it's an obligation. The attitude, as much as it may be an obligation, but do it because you want to. Im keser talva es ami. We're talking about halva and the maral kaidon stoka, looking after those who are in need. It's exerus hamelech. You have to. But the attitude has to be, says the Maral, I want to. It's an opportunity. We find in Megillas Rus, when Rus comes back to Naomi, and Rus comes with all the food that she was given from Boaz, Naomi says to her, and who was the one, where did you come from? Says the Pasuk, Asher Osisi Imoy, I did with him chesed. Says the Gaon, I did with him chesed. Boaz did with her chesed. And Ruth goes and says, Asher Osisi Imoy, brings the Vilnagon in his Pratmigidasrus, Yesa Mima Shabalabais Oise Ma'oni, Ha'oni Oise Mbalabais. Stoka Halva is opportunities. It's being able to demonstrate you've been Odom Lachaveri, being Madame yourself to the Rebbeinish Leilim, Afu Af Ato. It's an opportunity. Says the Maral, Im Kesef Tal Vel Ami. You may be obligated, but Im, do it as Bechira. Say thank you, Rebbeinish Leilim, that I was Zeich to get this opportunity. Carries on the Maral. Korban Oima, it says Im, as Rashi brings. Korban Oima is Haidah. When he comes to Haidah to Rebbein Yishtalim, Loike Melech Bosav Adam, says the Maral, who may demand a thank you, may demand that you appreciate that what he's doing for you. No, Haidah has to come from the lave as a feeling of opportunity to be able to give Haidah to the Rebbein Yishtalim. And then it's Haidah from the lave. A Haidah because I have to. Zeyes HaMelech, that's not a true Haidah. It's words, but it's nothing to it. Says Maral. It says by the Korban Oima, Im, these three Im's, when it comes to Avoida, which is the Ben Odom LaMokim, when it comes to Tztoka Halva, lending, which is Ben Odom LaChaveroi, and then when it comes to the true Haidah, the Torah writes Im, it may be an obligation, but do it with the Ruach, do it with the Spirit, that I had a choice and I want to, not because I have to. And the Maral finishes off. This is a lesson in Avodas Hashem. When David HaMelech came to davening, what did he say? Va'ani b'roiv chazdecha ovei beisecha. He didn't say, oi, ayachin kop, and all, I've got to come to davening. I have to come to davening. Thank you, Ribbein Yishleilam. Va'ani b'roiv chazdecha ovei beisecha. Thank you, Ribbein Yishleilam, for the chesed that you did with me to give me the opportunity to come to davening. And that's what it says in Chazal, you shouldn't make tefillah kvar. Don't make tefillah until all. Don't look at tefillah as being all. It's an opportunity. It's the al today's mizbeach. It's the kirvas Hashem. Tezvav b'shvat. We don't say tachanun. Yoyim ascholas ha-mitzvah. Yes, yesterday we also had the mitzvah of trumas and maestris. We don't finish the cycle of the year and say, Borsha Petrani, I couldn't wait for the cycle to be finished. It's a yontif. We're starting again, says the Levush. Yoyim ascholas ha-mitzvah, v'havek mo yontif. In Madrigas of Avedas Hashem, there's a very important lesson, again, keeping within our parasha, which is the true Madriga, which the Maral is speaking out. We all know Klal Yisrael, not like the other Ummah Sa'ilam, said Nasa v'nishma, we were prepared and with commitment to Torah. And we know when Klal Yisrael said Nasa v'nishma, says the Gemara in Shabbos, the Fisha Hikdim, because he said the Nasa before the Nishma, there was Zeicha to two crowns, one for the Nasa and one for the Nishma. Asks the Marshal of well-known Kasha, why two crowns? They said Nasa before Nishma, right? It's Madrig of Klal Yisrael. So that's one crown. I said Nasa before Nishma. But why two crowns? Says the Beis Halevi, if they said Nasa, why did they say Nishma Bechlau? Obviously in order to take action, obviously in order to do, you have to listen and hear what has to be done. So why Bechlal did Klal Yisrael say Nishma? Just say the Nasa. Says the Beis Halevi, Nishma has two translations. It goes better to say it in Yiddish and I will say it in English. It means to heron, to hear, and to the heron, to understand. Says the Beis Halevi, when you say a Nishma before a Nasa, Klal Yisrael saying in commitment, will listen, will hear, and then will do. When you say Nasa and then Nishma, the Nishma gets a new translation. It doesn't mean to listen. Nasa means I'm going to take action and I'm going to do. And Nishma means I'm going to appreciate and understand from in between the lines the hair from what's written in the Torah. And as a Beis Halevi says, go lifnim mishur sadin and do the rotzen of the Ribbono Shel Olam. It was a different translation than Nishma. Nasa means we're going to listen and take action, do the tzivuim of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Nishma is not only are we going to listen and do, but Nishma here means we're going to daher, we're going to be mavin davo mitoich davo. We're going to see in between the lines, as the Ramban tells us. We'll go lifnim mishus adin vasisa yoshav ha'atoiv. Klal Yisrael made a commitment, not just to what it says in the Torah, but to go lifnim mishus adin. Explain the Mefarshim. When a person lives the madriga of lifnim mishus adin, when a person lives the madriga and not just going to do what it says in the Torah, but he takes further action and does lifnim mishuras adin, understands from the Torah, rotzen Hashem. It's an attitude, and there's a different schar. He's showing the Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm not just doing mitzvahs because I have to. I'm doing mitzvahs because I want to, and there are opportunities for kirvas Hashem. And that's a different sort of schar completely. This is a completely different higher madriga. Rabbi Lapin explains with this madrig of lifnim mishur sadin, the Gemara in Baba Basra Daf Yud. The Gemara says, on one hand we see Klal Yisrael is described as avodim, being servants. On the other hand, the Pasuk says in Parshas Rei, Bonim atem Hashem aleikechem, we are children of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Says the Gemara, how do we understand it? Oh, we are avodim, oh, we bonim. Says the Gemara, kam b'sha oisin ritzoyni shel mokim, kam b'sha ein oisin ritzoyni shel mokim. When we're doing rotzen Hashem, we're called bonim, children of Hashem. When we're not doing rotzen Hashem, we're called avodim. As of Eliel Opion, an eved is ein oisin ritzoyni, he's not an eved at all. What does it mean, Eved Enes in the Tzaynay? Explains the Levi Eliyahu with a Moshel. Moshel L'mo'ad Avodayma, this is his Moshel. It's an Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach before Chatzos. The Yiddish Geschäft in the Yiddish shops, it's bedlam, it's very busy. You walk into the grocery, everybody's falling over everybody, everybody's in a rush. And there's this customer walks into the shop, and he sees it's busy. Behind the counter, there's a 20-year-old, 30-year-old, whatever, sitting and doing the bookkeeping, looking at his watch every 10 minutes. Comes 1 o'clock, totally oblivious to what's going on. He closes the books, goes up to the balabos of the shop, takes his wage packet, wishes him a good yontif, and goes. The same customer goes next door, Kalim shop, an Erev Pesach, no less busy. And there again, behind the counter, there's this person doing the bookkeeping, very busy, rushing, closes the book, rushes around, asks the balabos of the shop, what can I do now? Any help you need? He's busy looking after the customers with a big smile, helping take the kelim into the cars. He's going and fetching more from behind and bringing it onto the shelves. And he stays, he doesn't go, he's on and on, he's there. What's the difference in between these two shops? In the first shop, in the grocery, the bookkeeper was there employed by the balabos. Comes 1 o'clock, oblivious, he's gone. In the second shop, he was the son of the balabos. Says Rabbi Eliel Opion, Bonim atem Hashem aleikechem, kishe oisin Ritzaynai shel makom. Not only the tzivoy of the Ribbono Shleilam, what the Ribbono Shleilam tells him he has to do, but oisin ritzaynai shel makom. He goes lifnei mishus adin. He wakes out the rotzen of the Ribbono Shleilam. If there's dinim in the Torah, so Ribbono Shleilam's got a rotzen here, and he looks to find that rotzen and takes that opportunity for kirvas Hashem. Then we are bonim la'Hashem aleikeichem. When we do the tzivoy of the Ribbono Shleilam, but we're not looking to the rotzen, an eved, an employee, he does what he's told, but he doesn't look to do anything more than he's told. He's an enos in ritzoinei shel makom. There's the most beautiful biur in the pasuk. When Naomi was trying to dissuade Rus from coming with her back to Eretz Yisrael and from becoming a proper geirus, so she said, "Ba'asher teilech eilech, ba'asher tolin olin." Rashi says, and it's the Gemara, why did she use the words "Ba'asher teilech eilech"? Ba'asher tolin olin, because she had been told the dinim of Tchum Shabbos. So she said, Ba'asher teilech eilech, where you go, I'll go. She was told the halacha of Hilchas Yichud, where you're not allowed to be. And she said, Ba'asher tolin olin, where you sleep, where you stay overnight, that's where I will stay overnight. Ramot Chumela from Gates said, the Chayne Levracha asked the Kasha. It ought to have said, Ba'asher loy teilech, loy eilech. If we're talking about Issa, Tchum Shabbos, it should have said, Ba'asher loy teilech, loy eilech. Where you don't go, I won't go. We're talking about Issa Tchum, Issa Yichud. Ba'asher loy tolin, loy olin. Where you don't stay overnight, I won't stay overnight. Why is she talking in the positive? The answer is, there's asay, there's tzivuim in the Torah, there's lois asay, there's isurim in the Torah. On every lois asay, there's a deher, an understanding, a lifnei mishus hadin. If there's an iset chum Shabbos, she would mekabel, I'm not just going to be, make sure not to be over on iset chum Shabbos. I understand the whole meaning in Shabbos here. I see in Chazal, there's a whole Menucha Shabbos that Ribbono Shleilam wants from us. When there's an Issa Yichud, yes, there's Issa Yichud, of course I'm committing myself not to be over on any Yisurim of Yichud. But I understand from the Torah, I understand from in between the lines, the positive. There's a Hanhogia here, there's a way of life, there's a whole Mahalach HaChaim here. Ba'asher teilech eilech, ba'asher tolin olin. This is the madriga of oisin ritzoinei shel makom, of going lifnei mishus hadin. I once heard from a rashiva of Olei Gurva zecher tzadik livracha, Chazal tell us Eila Mishpatim, next week's parasha, was a continuation, a direct continuation of the Aseres Hadibros. And that's the Ve'ela. There was Maimat HaSinai, and then after the giving of the Torah, Ve'ela Mishpatim belongs to Maimat HaSinai. Why do these Yisurim come here? Mizbech Havonim, Lissale B'malos. Why does this come here? What's this doing here? Lissonif Aleim Basel. What's it doing here, suddenly in between? And he said this vault. There's Heron and there's Deher, as the Vesalevi says. When it says in the Torah, Alois Herzog, you know what it says in the Torah. Don't put any barzel on top of the Mizbeach. When it says in the Torah, Alois Sinov, it doesn't just mean the mice of Alois Sinov. When it says Alois Sinov, Lissaleh b'malos al Mizbechi, be careful in the way you go. Be careful or not in the approach, and be careful in your whole Hanhoka. This is Lifnei Mishus Hadin. This is not just doing the Gezeiras HaMelech. I have to. It's looking to be Eisin Ritzoinai. It's looking to do and wanting to do the Ratzon Hashem. The Mesillas Yesharim tells us in the Chelek of Chasidus, Chassidus is to go lifnim mishuris hadin. He says there, Chassidus lifnim mishuris hadin is to be noyek k'moy ben la'av. That we said from the Gemara, bonim atem Hashem Elokeichem. The father comes home and he looks for matzah. The child will run to put the kettle on. He doesn't need to be told, put the kettle on. And from the Mefoshim is Mavuah. When we live a life of lifnim mishuris hadin, when we live a life of not just nishma v'nasa, no nasa, commitment to the tzivei Hashem, and nishma, a commitment to the heron, to understand, and go lifnim mishuris hadin, we are k'moy ben la'av, then the Ribbono Shel'Olam comes back to us, k'moy av le'ben. The hanhoga and the love and the ava of my av leben. In last week's parasha, Klal Yisrael, it says by Yitzchak Amo Yisrael Mitechum Lecheris Oynam Hamavid Bonav Begizayamsov Rol Vonav Brosay Malchusko Rol Vonecha. When Klal Yisrael do that step further, that lifnim mishuris hadin, that jumping into the Yamsov, we change from Amoy, the nation, and we come Bonim. When we become bonim to the Ribbono Shel'Olam, we show, demonstrate in our life, in our hanhogas hachayim, in how we live Torah, that we are kabonim to the Ribbono Shel'Olam. Then we're zeichet to nisim l'maylo midarach hateva, a kriyas yamsuf k'moy av leben. And this, according to the Beis Halevi, is a deeper understanding of the nas of a nishma. Im kibonim rachameinu kerachim ov albonim. And it's very interesting. The Rambam in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim, when the Rambam wants to tell us, give tzedakah, be involved in tzedakah. There's loads of dinim and loads of psukim of isurim and asay oben again tzedakah. Do you know what the Rambam says? Rambam says in Perik Yud Halacha Beis, give tzedakah. Says an apostle, Bonim atem l'Hashem Elokeichem. Vim ein ach merachim al ach mi yirachamenu. And this is what the Maral says. In Kesef Talva, you're doing tzedakah, you're doing minotun l'chaveri. Don't do gzeris ha-melech, och, I have to. And even without the och, but I have to. Don't do that gzeris ha-melech. Look at it, opportunity. Asher sisi imoi. Look at it as being an opportunity in kirva. Do you look at the opportunity of being able to demonstrate rachmanis, to live the pasuk of bonim atem Hashem Elokeichem, with that madriga of lifnim mishuris hadin, in binodon amokim, in binodon lachaveiroi. Show that simcha shel mitzvah of being a yid and becoming a ben, a child to Ribbono Shel'Olam. Tes vav bishvat, haschalta the mitzvah, says the Levush. And as we're explaining, we're showing, we're not saying a Baal Shem Petrani on yesterday's cycle of Trumas and Maises that was put that Baal Shem Adoni to carry on. No, we don't do Tachanon, it's a Yontif. Baruch Hashem, we got the renewal of this mitzvah of Trumas and Maises. And havalei ki Yontif, says the Levush, ve'nofnim al panim. And we don't say tachanon. Besides the minig in Klal Yisrael of eating peiris ha'ilam, making brachas of the bayri priyates, we've got this thin halacha of enif nafneyam. Besides being mispainin in the neflois of the Ribbono Shel'Olam, which are bring out to enet mevadoi the neflois, the wonders of Hashem with all the fruits and the bria and all the other Ribbono Shel'Olam's wonders. We've got a spainness here of Tesvav Bishvat, which belongs to the Tesvav Av, of opportunity, of appreciating opportunities and mitzvahs. Kirvas Hashem. We should go and appreciate the mitzvahs, have the Simcha Shel Mitzvah, which gives us that madriga of Lifnim Mishuris Hadin to do the Eisim Ritzayni Shel Mokim. We'll show the Ribbono Shel'Olam that we are Bonim Atem Hashem Nekeichem. We are children of Hashem, and we'll be zeichem mitz Hashem to the anhog of the Ribbono Shel'Olam, im kabonim rachameinu krachim ov avonim. the ghoulish name of the Father. Amen.